At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to the Chief Executive Officer of Plains Energy, Mr. Tom Myers. Please go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you all for being on the call. We're really excited about this partnership with NASCAR and the partnership that we've put together under the banner of American Ethanol in order to be able to educate the millions of fans and followers of NASCAR and nationwide to promote the benefits of ethanol. You know, we all know that it's great for our nation, it's great for our national security, energy security, it's better for the environment, it revitalizes rural communities, creates jobs right here in America, but we need to broaden that message, and our partnership, certainly with NASCAR, will do it. They're going to all the cars here this weekend. We'll be burning Sunoco, bringing E15. They've been running them qualifying races and preliminary races. All the engine builders really like the ethanol. It gets great, better horsepower. It's a high-performance fuel. Just with Clint Boyer, who drives for Richard Childress Racing, one of the top contenders for the Chase over the past few years, and he was just saying that what an easy transition it was to move to E15 for the NASCAR team. So we're excited about it. We think it'll do us a lot of good to get the facts out there about our ethanol and counter some of the misinformation that's spread by vested interests that don't want to see our nation move to alternative fuels. At this time, it's my great pleasure to introduce the co-chairman of Growth Energy, General Russell Clark, and a true American hero, retired four-star general, Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, and a very passionate person about getting our nation off of our addiction to foreign oil. General?
Well, Tom, thanks, and I am passionate about its energy independence, and I think that really the only near-term step we can take is to strengthen America's biofuels, and that's ethanol. It's here now, it's green, and the fact that NASCAR is using it at the E15 blend is a real testament to the skill of these of the farmers, the agricultural community, and the ethanol pioneers in America's Midwest. It is an all-American fuel, and I think, you know, I agree with everything Tom says about what it'll mean to get the facts out, but I think larger than that even is the symbol. This is America's fuel. We're going to have a flyover at the race with high-performance fighter planes. We've got American flags up. There's hundreds of American flags around. I don't think any sport's any more all-American than NASCAR. And I hope the American people appreciate what the American ethanol industry can do for America, because we're already saving America maybe between $25 and $30 billion of foreign exchange annually. That's money that's kept inside the country. We're producing almost 1 million barrels of ethanol a day that are fed in the U.S. market. And once we get the blend cap released and we get a chance to compete on our own, I think Americans would much rather spend their hard-earned fuel dollars on American fuel like ethanol than have it flow outside the country and go to governments that don't support America, don't stand for what we stand for, and in some cases actually actively work against us. So I'm proud to be here with Tom Bias, and we're proud of our relationship with NASCAR.
I might add, Jeff Bryan, the other co-chairman of Growth Energy, is just on his way in here, and turned over to him when he walks in as well. But I also want to talk a little bit and commend all of our partners that have helped us put this this partnership together. Not only NASCAR, Rusty Wallace, former national champion, that's going to be a spokesperson for us, and also a TV commentator, Clint Boyer, and who's one of the top drivers on the NASCAR circuit, and Richard Childress Racing, which is one of the top teams throughout the history of NASCAR, and then our partners within the industry that's helped make this happen, the National Corn Growers and the State Corn Grower Groups and all the ethanol plants that have all joined in, because I think we understand that we have to get our message out there. We have to educate people. There's no sport more American than NASCAR, and there's certainly no fuel more American than ethanol. At this point, just on cue, let me introduce Jeff Bruin. Jeff's co-chairman of Growth Energy and also CEO of Pullet. Jeff.
Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to be with you today, and really excited about all the things that are going on here at Daytona. There's just a lot going on here at the track, and we're excited about all the things coming up here over the next couple of days. Really excited to be showing ethanol as a fuel that can be run here in the Great American Race, and of course it's a Great American fuel, so it's fun to see these two things coming together. I think there's just tremendous opportunities going forward to use our product. And show all of its attributes. Obviously, it's great for our country. It's great for national security. It's creating American jobs, and it also can be a great fuel right here for NASCAR. So, very excited about it. In addition, the product we're running here is going to be E15, and that product again is a new product to the consumer. And a product that again has great attributes, can decrease our reliance on foreign energy, and we're excited again to have that product run right here, showing that it can work really well for NASCAR and really good for Americans and their automobiles as well.